الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful program of Madani Channel, Eid of the Lovers. And why not will this be an Eid, because this is about the arrival of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have spoken on several topics and several topics are there to come as well. And what we have basically learned in a nutshell is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's arrival is undoubtedly the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a rahmah for the entire universe. But now it all comes to us. What do we need to do? What is our responsibility as lovers? We claim to be lovers. We are lovers, alhamdulillah. And we are, alhamdulillah, the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we can say that we are proud to be the ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as the followers of such a merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as followers of such a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as followers of such a personality who has bestowed such favors upon us, as followers of a perfect being ever, what is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to follow the path. So today, inshallah, we will speak about following the path of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, living the life in accordance to the path of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before we get into the topic, I request you to watch from beginning to the end, inshallah, and we will listen to a narration which can encourage us to recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we shall proceed. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said that the one reciting durood upon me excessively in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. When you love somebody, you want to follow him, and when we love someone in this world, so our attempt is that we try to dress like them, we try to do like them, we try to, you know, say for example, you like somebody and you have seen, okay, this is the way he wears glasses, I want to find the very same brand or the very same type. This is the way he wears his attire, I want to wear a similar thing. This is the way he, you know, ties his imama, I want to tie my imama like that. Or maybe in worldly activities, this is how he, you know, drives his car. Maybe if you like someone, so you will try to imitate him while driving as well. This is how he speaks. You will try to copy his style in terms of talking as well. You admire a certain businessman, you will go through his life and try to imitate his life into your life. When we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much do we follow him? Whilst to follow him is a means of our success. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam is the perfect example for us, and this is actually an order from the Holy Quran that we should follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, you, O beloved, that, O people, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should therefore obey me. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala commanded the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the people that if you love Allah, then you should follow me, you should live by my example. So we need to live by the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, مَنْ يُتِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. The one who obeyed the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something we all require, and that's obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to attain the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to be obedient to our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in order to be obedient to our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to follow the example of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has set example in every field. You want to do business, this is the example. You want to trade, this is the example. You want to get married, this is the example. You want to perform salah, this is the example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually mentioned, perform salah the way you see me perform salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, how he performed wudu, that's how we have to perform wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he dressed, we have to try that we dress like that. How he spoke, that's how we need to speak as well. He has set an example for kindness, he has set an example for mercy, he has set an example in each and every field for us. Now it is our duty. You want the obedience of Allah, you want to be an obedient servant. We all want to be obedient. For that, the method is to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the great personalities who followed the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, look at their lives as well. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, and upon that inshallah azza wa jal, we will look at the personalities who said labbaik on this statement, who said yes, we will do it, and they practically showed it. You know, one is verbal and one is practical. Our sahaba ikram, our pious predecessors, they practically proved it. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah. The one who has loved my sunnah, indeed he has loved me, and the one who has loved me will be with me in paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the third khalifa of Islam, our leader, Amirul Mu'mineen, he once performed wudu. After performing wudu, he was smiling. So the Sahaba Ikram asked, Ya Sayyidi, what is the reason for this smile on your face? The companions who were present there. So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that this was the very same place. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had asked for water. Thus, I asked you for water. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made wudu. Thus, I made wudu. After making wudu, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smiled. So, thus, I am also smiling. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was present, and the Sahaba ikram asked that, Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling? And then you also asked that, why are you smiling? So I've acted upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then well, he actually also mentioned the reason of that smiling, because the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also smiled, and the reason which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned, which was then narrated and taught to us by Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person, when he washes his hands in wudu, the sins of his hands are washed away. When he washes his face, sins of his face are washed away. When he washes his feet, sins of the feet are washed away. So not only narrating the narration, but actually doing that whole action, the action of smiling as well, that my Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did it, so thus I will also do it. You know, the blessed daughter of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidai Kainat, Allahu Akbar, the princess of paradise, Sayyida Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentions, I have not found someone who holds similarity to so much extent, whether that is in terms of actions, in terms of walking, in terms of face features, in terms of talking, in terms of sitting, in terms of standing, in terms of each and everything. I have not seen anybody who holds so much resemblance with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam than Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This was her passion to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, Mufti Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Qasim Saab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he wrote a wonderful thesis, a wonderful article on the matters of sunnah, because we need to understand that how important it is to live by the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Qasim sahab, Tamul Barakatum al-Aliyah, mentions that seeing Muslims connected to and admiring the religion of Islam makes for a discomforting sight for some. When Muslims are practicing upon Islam, they're firm upon Sunnah, some cannot bear that. Shaitan is active. Equally disturbing in the eyes of such people is the fact that many Muslims act upon the teachings of the other cultures. This is disturbing, because when they get disturbed, in counter reaction, what they will do is they will try that Muslims get flowed away, they get carried away by the rituals or by the traditions or by the cultures which are not Islamic. And this is something which is very widespread in the society. Amongst the methods employed to reduce the influence of Islam on Muslims is to distance them from religion in the name of religion itself. This is a very important thing Mufti Sahib has said, that among the other methods which are being used to influence the Muslims to basically deviate or basically come away from the main teachings, they are using all what they got. You know, Shaitan has its traps, and those people who are the enemies of Islam, they're trying their best that they move the Muslims away from the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Whether that's on the name of liberalism, whether that's on the name of fashion, whether that's on the name of trending, whether that's on the name of culture, that's on the name of society, that's on the name of friendship or friend circles or this or that. The whole attempt and the whole intention behind it is that Muslims should be away from Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And why is it such? Why is it such that so much attempts are being made? Is because if Muslims become firm upon the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they live by the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so then they will become obedient to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they become obedient to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if such firmness comes into the Muslims, then what sort of level will Muslims hold in the entire world? What sort of position will we be at? You know, inshallah, nobody will be able to, you know, attack us in terms of our beliefs or anything, or our children or our coming generation in terms of practice. We will be firm, we'll all be firm upon Sunnah, and that's what's not being digested by Shaitan. And all sorts of attempts are being made. Well, this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned earlier as well, that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, you, O beloved, that, O people, if you love Allah, you should therefore obey me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam an excellent role model, a perfect example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, for you, following the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal is best. Mufti Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, Mufti Qasim Sahib, what a brilliant scenario he sketches, that how sometimes Shaitan works on our mind, that this is fard, okay, let me do it. This is wajib, let me do it. And makes us move away from the sunnahs, makes us move away from the mustahabbat. What will ultimately happen is that you leave mustahabbat, meaning the voluntary actions, the nafil actions, or the good actions, then you will come to a point where you will be taking sunnah lightly as well. So you will come to a point of losing out on sunnahs as well, because you'll be concentrating on fard and wajib, fard and wajib, fard and wajib. And then there will come a time, Shaitan will play it with you in this way, that he will make you heedless of wajibat and faraid as well ultimately, because that's his main goal, to take you away from the path of righteousness and put you on his path, the path of Jahannam. Another important point to understand is that there is great religious wisdom behind acting upon the sunnah. This can be partially understood through the fact that in life we not only carry out the tasks that are necessary, but we also do things that help us do the necessary tasks. For example, during our educational life, we also study books that are not part of our main syllabus. Similarly, not only do we acquire skills that are necessary for our occupation, but we also learn skills related to other professions too. This is reality, that a person who is doing, you know, the course of, say, doctorate or something, he is becoming a professor in a certain field, he's becoming a professor of biology or something, but he also will keep some knowledge of few other subjects. He will be learning on that. Looking at his profession, the main thing for him was that specific subject, but he will keep knowledge of other things as well. And likewise for students, you will see this. Likewise for professionals, you will see this. In every field, you will see this. But we also learn skills related to many professions. Likewise, to protect ourselves from a greater problem, we also avoid the things that are leading towards it, to avoid greater problems. For example, imagine a house. You have put a electric fence around the house, for example, alarm or something at the house, and you have a security guard there as well. You have a security guard. Why did you take all those precautions? Why? You are making the steps to avoid greater harms, maybe some sort of robbery or some sort of incidents, and you know, such sort of things. So for instance, we avoid going out in freezing conditions without a jacket, another sort of precaution. And in terms of our worldly affairs, not only do we try to accomplish our main objectives, but we also give them an extra mile. We work hard for it. For example, after building a house, we also decorate it by painting it in a certain color, and we make sure that it's tip-top, because the main thing was house is done, go stay in it. No, you'll do the interior designing, you will make sure you have a good sofa set, you have this, you have good furniture, you will have everything. So we make sure we go an extra mile and make sure that each and everything is perfect. The point being conveyed is that although some things are not necessary per se, not that they're not necessary, but say for example, if people have made that mindset, so they prevent something bad from occurring, enhance the beauty of things, or aid in completing the tasks that are necessary. The matter of sunnah and mustahabbat are also clear. You need to go an extra mile because that's also necessary. So please try to understand. Your fard and wajib, they are no doubt necessary. Undoubtedly, they are necessary. We need to carry them out. But does not mean that we become heedless from the sunnah and from the mustahabbat. We need to do that. The example of a house was a wonderful example given by Mufti Qasim Sahib, that you have made a house, basically you have performed your fard or wajib, just as an example. But decoration and all those things inside, it's like going an extra mile. We also need to go an extra mile, make sure to live by the example of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in every aspect, whatever you pick and choose, you will see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has practically shown us what to do, how to do. Look at the sunnah of shaking the hands. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's what you will say. You will shake hands in a specific manner. You will read a certain dua. You will clean your heart. But he has taught us how to do that. But upon that, we are also attaining sawab. To make salam is sawab. We will receive rewards on that. The one doing salam first receives more reward. Now, take the example of eating. The sunnah methods. To wear a topi, cover your head while eating. Eating with your right hand is also sunnah. Eating with your hands is sunnah. Many things like that. Okay, you come to the chapter of dressing. So about dressing also, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would prefer wearing the white color. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would tie a turban. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would apply fragrance. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would use miswak. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be a bit lowered while he would be walking. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be very specific in terms of his talking as well. He was jawami'ul kalim. He would speak less, but the amount what he spoke would be sufficient to deliver a message. So all these examples, in each and everything, the method is there, but along with the method there is sawab. Use miswak, you get this sawab. Then there are scientific benefits. You eat with your right hand, you have this benefit. You drink water while sitting, you have this benefit. You deliver something or do something or carry out this. You know, in the chapter of wudu, you have so many such examples. What are the scientific benefits of wiping your face, wiping your head, wiping your neck, wiping your arms? There is a whole booklet of Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, by the name of wudu and science. You should read it or download it from www.dawatislami.net. So acting upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will make our inner self firm. It will enhance our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just look at it. We claim to be the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are celebrating the Maulud. We are celebrating the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But living by his example, does it mean that yes, we say we are the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sarkar ki aamad marhaba, dildar ki aamad marhaba. Fajr salah, Zohar salah, Asr salah, Maghrib salah, Isha salah. What about the, you know, leaving haram, doing halal? What about our businesses? All these things do matter. Because in that case, then we are saying something and doing something else. We should definitely celebrate Milad. But that should have an impact. And you know, make your mind that this Mauludun Nabi, this year Milad Sharif, should be a turning point in my life. That I have always been, you know, saying the slogans out loud. Now I will implement those slogans in my life, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And each and every day of my life will be carried out as per the example of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's try to do that. And we are, this is the Eid of the lovers. And how will the lovers celebrate Eid? This is how we will celebrate Eid. We will act upon the examples set by our beloved. Eid of the lovers. So inshallah we will act upon the sunnahs of our beloved Aqa Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So please try to act upon this. I shall also try. We should all try inshallah azza wa jal. And see you in the next episode with another topic of this series. Keep watching Madani channel. And keep sharing the programs of Madani channel with your friends and family. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid-e-Milad, Allah's delight, Prophet's delight.